97.7 WVXU, I'm Michael Monks. Stereotypes and hatred directed toward members of Asian and Pacific Island communities are nothing new. But recent tragedies and tensions have brought a renewed sense of urgency to fight such stereotypes. So what are experts, activists, and educators doing to push back against them? Earlier, I spoke with local educators and a local organizer about these issues. Here is our pre-recorded conversation. Joining us now are Dr. Gergana Ivanova, University of Cincinnati Interim Director of Asian Studies, Associate Professor of Japanese Literature and Culture. She will be giving a talk about Asian American stereotypes this Friday at the Cincinnati and Hamilton County Public Library. Dr. Ivanova, thank you so much for being with us.
Hello, and thank you very much for inviting me.
We also have with us Felicity Tao, Greater Cincinnati Chinese Cultural Exchange Association founder and current chair, also communication director at the Greater Cincinnati Chinese School. Felicity, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
And Layla Kubesh, Norwood City Schools English as a Second Language teacher and the 2020 Ohio Teacher of the Year. Layla, thank you so much for being with us also.
Hi, thank you so much for the honor.
Dr. Ivanova, let's start with you. You're giving a talk this Friday at the public library about stereotypes of Asian Americans. What is the purpose of that talk?
Well, because we're in a political moment of increased attention to anti-Asian violence, I decided to talk about stereotypes because even in the 21st century, we still continue to perceive and describe people of ethnic minorities through stereotypes based on their gender and race. So I thought it's important to talk once again about stereotypes, what stereotypes are, how they emerge, and why they linger on.
Do you think stereotypes play a role in this increased violence we've seen against Asian people in America or Asian
Yes.
Americans?
Yes, definitely. And I think it's mainly stereotypes. So stereotypes, very quickly, are images, problematic images of people that describe them using a limited set of characteristics. So in the case of Asian Americans or people of Asian descent, we are trying to capture this huge diversity of people coming from, is it 48 Asian countries and speaking hundreds of languages. So we try to capture them in a single frame. And this is problematic. Many of the stereotypes are based on problematic representations that come from the mass media, from documentaries, from advertising, and they create very negative images of people of Asian descent. So it is definitely one of the reasons why there have been so many incidents of violence toward Asian people.
Dr. Ivanova, have you seen an evolution in the representation of Asian people or Asian Americans in mass media in more recent years than the more problematic portrayals of the past?
Yes, stereotypes don't emerge in a vacuum. There's always a specific political context and a cultural moment when specific images of people of other cultures emerge. For example, in the 19th century, the most common stereotype of Asian people was that of the Yellow Peril. Then by the 1971, the image of Asian Americans as a successful minority that should be emulated by others was prevalent. And nowadays, it is this idea that all Asian people are to blame for the current pandemic. And there are many, many others. But yes, stereotypes do evolve, but there's always something associated with exoticism, eroticism, mystery, and it's it comes from the idea of Orientalism and this just way of knowledge production about other countries based on Orientalism.
Our conversation today, Dr. Ivanova, is about education on the local Asian population for maybe non-Asian people, and how to address stereotypes and how to perhaps be better allies. And I'm wondering, what are your thoughts about what the results should be of someone who listens to your presentation, who might not have any Asian American friends, for example, or any real interaction on a regular basis with Asians or Asian Americans here? What do you hope they take away from your presentation this Friday?
Well, I hope that I will raise awareness of these problematic images through which we tend to perceive people of Asian descent. And by talking about their history and their constructed nature, I hope that people will realize that they're not really as they are presented based on facts and in the reality. They don't represent reality. I also will give multiple examples and show how problematic images have emerged. So I will emphasize the importance of more opportunities for education about other countries, not just Asia, and also more opportunities to develop critical thinking, and so that we can dismantle stereotypes and deal with problematic images of people of from other cultures.
That's Dr. Gergana Ivanova, Associate Professor of Japanese Literature and Culture and the Interim Director of Asian Studies at the University of Cincinnati. We're also joined today by Norwood City Schools English as a Second Language teacher Leila Kubesh, who was Ohio Teacher of the Year in 2020, and Felicity Tao, Greater Cincinnati Chinese Cultural Exchange Association founder and current chair, also Communication Director at the Greater Cincinnati Chinese School. Leila, I understand at Norwood Middle School, where you teach English as a Second Language, you reached out to Felicity's organization because you were hoping to come up with ways to better educate students about Asian American, Pacific Islander communities. What motivated you to do that?
I have one student who is of Chinese descent, and I want to make sure that when she leaves the school that she feels safe. And I believe when we do something for one child of a particular need, we are really expanding that to many others. So for me, by helping her, I would be helping many other children of the same race or the Asian heritage.
What kind of experience? I don't want to put any students' personal information out, of course, and if you feel like you can't talk about one student who might be identified, I understand, and feel free to pass. But what is the experience like from your perspective for that student?
It's positive. It's just that I want to make sure it stays that way. In our school, the children are very kind towards each other. It's a wonderful community, very helpful. And I would like to see that in other communities across the state of Ohio. And if I can dream big, I would love for Ohio to be a role model to many other states.
You teach middle school, and I know maybe I'm speaking in generalizations here. You're talking about how well everyone gets along at your school. Middle school can also be a really rough period. It's a very crucial time in a young person's physical development, and it's kind of a weird period. But how are you finding students and their reception to learning about, quote, others?
This year I happen to be teaching the high school building, but I also have the middle schoolers. You know, the building is connected, the middle and high school are connected with an indoor bridge. I see that the children really connect with each other when we teach them the skills on how to do that.
A lot of times, younger people these days are teaching the rest of us about how to be better people, particularly as it relates to different types of people. Are you seeing those types of examples play out in schools?
I think when we teach a few kids, they can go out and be ambassadors. Recently, I don't know if I can mention about the project recently with Felicity, I reached out to her. She came to my school, and she brought a colleague, and together they did. We have a program called Chow and Tell, and for the May to honor the Asian Heritage Month, I wanted to have like a Chinese dish. she came in and she brought food with her, and I had three students, you know, I think two Caucasian and one Hispanic. And for the first time, I had a seventh grader. Normally, it's open to my own students, 8th through 12th grade. And the seventh grader came and asked me if she can sit and watch the audience. So I said, I don't have students watching at the audience, but sure, you can come. And so Felicity did two cooking shows, and each recipe and each show is considered an episode. So she kept nudging at me and says, you know, I can't come in right now. I don't want to interrupt. May I do this at the second time? And she did. And what I found amazing in that she went and told many other seventh graders, Chinese people are very nice, because she had an amazing experience. I watched them laugh. Felicity taught them how to eat using chopsticks, the dish that they made. And it was such an amazing experience to see that connection. If I bought Chinese food and brought it to my classroom, I would have never recreated that state of mind, that openness, that connection, and just see that love, you know, and like, can we do this again? And it was just so amazing. I think if you want to really, like Mahatma Gandhi said, if you want peace, start with the children. And I really believe that holds true.
Felicity, how important is that for people to shape their worldview through direct experiences with people who might be different than they are?
Absolutely. I am a huge believer in changing hearts and minds through education and engagement, especially engagement, because a lot of times we are in our silo based on our background and, you know, where we come from, skin color, whatever, but we can't experience another person's experience unless we share that experience with other people. So I think engagement, especially with younger people, is critical to change hearts and minds and, you know, embrace diversity and the richness of different cultures and peoples.
Felicity, I introduced you as the Greater Cincinnati Chinese Cultural Exchange Association founder and chair. What is the organization?
So our mission is to celebrate our cultural heritage, improve cross-cultural understanding, and support regional diversity and inclusion initiatives through education and engagement. We are very much in the community trying to share our experience. Our signature event is the Moon Festival, the annual Cincinnati Moon Festival on Fountain Square, which is a partnership program with the Cincinnati USA Convention and Visitors Bureau. And that was a hugely successful experience, a festival in 2018, 2019. We didn't have one in 2020 because of the pandemic, but we really look forward to maybe 2022, we will have an in-person experience on Fountain Square with the residents of Greater Cincinnati again. And we also have a variety of engagement programs with schools, with other cultural organizations as well. Like, you know, this one, this year, we are celebrating the AAPI Heritage Month with local schools, public libraries, and so on. So we decided to donate about 1,000 titles, including books and documentaries about AAPI history and culture to the Public Library of Cincinnati and Hamilton County and local schools. That's a partnership with PNG. And we also invited Professor Ivanova to do this presentation, to do this webinar with us and the public library to talk about stereotypes, Asian stereotypes. And also we are partnering with Layla's class, and I agree, it's a totally amazing experience. We are doing, you know, the cooking show and in-class visits and also podcasts, you know, bring youth members from different communities, from the Chinese and Asian community, with Layla's students to share their experiences. All these engagement opportunities hopefully will bring people together and also debunk a lot of mysteries surrounding the Asian American community.
You're listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. You just heard from Felicity Tao, Greater Cincinnati Chinese Cultural Exchange Association founder and chair, also communication director at the Greater Cincinnati Chinese School. We're also joined today by Layla Kubesh, Norwood City Schools English as a Second Language teacher and the 2020 Ohio Teacher of the Year, and Dr. Gergana Ivanova. She is University of Cincinnati Interim Director of Asian Studies, Associate Professor of Japanese Literature and Culture, and will be giving a talk about stereotypes of Asian Americans at a virtual event put on by the Public Library of Cincinnati in Hamilton County. We've got details on that at WVXU.org. Dr. Ivanova, I imagine you spend most of your time teaching college-age students, but we've just spent the past several minutes talking about young people. When it relates to stereotypes that can develop in our minds of other people and cultures, how important is it to get a good message in, a proper message in, early in people's lives?
It is very important because stereotypes and problematic images of other people creep into our minds from a very early age, depending, of course, on the setting in which we grow up in. But I really liked what Leila mentioned, that interacting with people and approaching them as individuals is really important, especially at this tender age, approaching people as individuals rather than as members of groups is really important. So yes, it is, there's no too early time to start talking about stereotypes and how we perceive people that have a different cultural heritage, because this is the time when you realize that we all are very similar, regardless of our heritage, cultural heritage.
Let's turn back to Leila now. I understand that you present the message to students as, don't you want to have friends from other cultures? And I thought that was an interesting approach. Can you talk about the philosophy behind that approach?
I believe that you, when you meet people who are different from you, you develop sympathy, you understand their struggles. And I think a lot of the time when it comes to the Asian community, the perspective or the perception is that, you know, they're good at math and physics. When you see other children who struggle with that, and even as teachers, even, you know, the understanding if they're doing well in school in a subject, that means you're really having it easy. But that is not the case. And I think when they get to meet and know about the struggle, nobody cares about what the successes are. But when you talk about the struggle and they get to know these, they really develop this connection. You know, Felicity came one time and did this cooking show. It was from 3 to 5:30. And for me to hear that the entire seventh grade population from one girl heard about that cooking, how Chinese people are extremely nice. And then we had an eighth grader that day who also said the same thing. And it just went, you know, throughout the whole community. And it was just two guests who came in and brought food to share their, you know, everybody eats. But again, if I brought in Chinese food, I would have never achieved that opportunity. And they were asking a lot of questions. They wanted to know about their school, or they wanted to know, one of the guests came and talked about, you know, there's a lot of poverty, so we don't throw this part of the food, you know, this end of an eggplant. And people can relate to that. This community relates to that. The children relate to that. It's really looking for the common ground. And that's what I'm looking for when it comes to working with the community. Find the common ground. And nothing works without, you cannot create connection without communication.
Felicity Tao is the Greater Cincinnati Chinese Cultural Exchange Association founder and chair. And Felicity, we just heard that reference to the positive experience that students had while you were at Norwood School doing the cooking show. We recently did a show here on this program about Asian Food Week here in Cincinnati. And I posed to the guests, I asked them for their thoughts about how for a lot of non-Asian, non-Asian American people, our introduction to Asian cultures is food, restaurants that operate in the city. And we discussed how important that is. What are the other ways, Felicity, that people who do want to be better, who want to learn more, can go about doing that?
I definitely agree. Food is a great connector, and it's a very natural and easy connection between people from different backgrounds. Another thing that I will definitely promote is education. You know, you have to remain open-minded and curious to learn about something different from what your experience has been. So that's why, again, we donate these books that talk thoroughly about Asian American experiences in this country. And, you know, it is an opportunity for residents in this area to learn about our experience and acknowledge our experience. And, you know, making friends with people from maybe an Asian American background or from any background different from yours, that's a good start. And I was on a panel last week and one person said, you know, people always say I have, you know, Black friends or Asian friends, but do you invite them to your house? Do you invite them into your life? We switch our talking constantly when we are with our own community, with our family, versus with an outsider or with the public. So how intimate that relationship is between you and someone different from you, you can challenge yourself a little bit to make friends and form deeper relationships.
We've got links for further information at WVXU.org inside the Cincinnati Edition tab, including further details on Dr. Ivanova's presentation that's coming up on Friday. My thanks to Dr. Gergana Ivanova from the University of Cincinnati, where she is the Interim Director of Asian Studies and Associate Professor of Japanese Literature and Culture. Also, Felicity Tao, Greater Cincinnati Chinese Cultural Exchange Association founder and chair and the Communication Director at the Greater Cincinnati Chinese School. And my thanks to the 2020 Ohio Teacher of the Year, Norwood City Schools English as a Second Language teacher, Layla Kubesh. Layla, Dr. Ivanova, Felicity, thanks to all of you for the time you gave us today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Our assistant producer is Nick Swartzel. Our technical director is Josh Elstrow. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks. We'll talk again tomorrow. As we continue our exploration through Trust in Local Government, WVXU's Public Integrity Project, we're joined by former Kentucky